Critics have accused the Obama administration of being slow to respond to the disaster, which began April 20th when the oil rig exploded and burned before collapsing into the Gulf of Mexico. We asked Kurt Davies with the international environmental group Greenpeace what he would like to hear the president say in his address.
Obama has a political problem here. It's really a political mess for him, and he wants to appear to be tough, to continue to blame BP, to make them pay. It's everything we've heard. But in fact, BP's fate is Obama's fate at this point, and the administration's being blamed for this problem. So what is he going to say? He has to push for solutions. He has to push for stricter regulation to, you know, make this never happen again. What we wish he would push for instead is a ban on offshore drilling, to stop offshore drilling from continuing to expand around the country, and that's not likely. The oil industry is too powerful, and there's too much oil out there. So we hope for more than he's probably going to offer.
Should the president be calling for more of a cleanup effort now? Should he be calling for other nations to come into the Gulf and help clean?
Other nations have offered cleanup equipment, and certainly the U.S. should take them up on their offers and not wait for BP to accept that equipment.
What about the shorelines? Can more be done there?
The shorelines are going to face devastation for probably a generation from this spill. We are only beginning to understand where the oil is going, and it appears that there's a lot of oil in the water column under the surface that's possibly going to be kicked up by hurricanes and over time.
What about the wildlife?
The sea turtles, the dolphins, the birds, we're only starting to see and measure the effects. One of the biggest things that people or the scientists are afraid of is that the phytoplankton and the zooplankton, the basis of the food chain, has been altered out in the water column. And there are things like bluefin tuna spawning out in the Gulf of Mexico. So baby larval tuna are trying to grow up in the middle of this mess.
Is there anything that the administration can do to move this process forward faster?
The administration can't necessarily stop the flow any faster. I think they would if they could. But what we hope this whole disaster leads to is a reexamination of our addiction to oil. And, it's really a turning point. And if we make the right turn, we'll go the right direction. If we miss the turn, we'll be lost for a very long time. What we really need is an Apollo program-like effort for clean, safe energy. If instead we push for the prevailing bill that's moving through Congress, it means more unsafe, unproven technology like hundreds of nuclear power plants across the country and mythological clean coal. If instead Obama pushes for the right solutions, more efficiency spending, renewables, electric cars, geothermal, safe biofuels, we can really make a move from this disaster towards a safer future.
Kurt Davies, Research Director for the U.S. with Greenpeace. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.